brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have absolutely got to be focused today and get to all the news, the science news, the technology news, the police state news. It is all just over the top important. We don't have any guests today, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Friday edition, so we will take a lot of your phone calls. I'll try to go to them as quickly as possible. Obviously, John Kerry has been subpoenaed finally on Benghazi Gate with these new emails. I even saw a clip this morning on CNN on YouTube from last night where they were talking about the same clip that I'd seen where the press secretary, Carney, goes, oh, that part of the memo, the email that says we need to all follow talking points, that doesn't deal with Benghazi, even though the memo deals with Benghazi. And the host of CNN, the reporter, says, that's like holding my hands up and saying, these aren't my hands. Remember Gibbs, the former PR propagandist for Obama, famously last year went on MSNBC and made a joke. And he said, look, there's a drone program that's public, killing people all over the world, and we're told to tell the press it doesn't exist. That's like saying the sun didn't come up this morning. But separately, even though one CNN host is telling the truth, I've got a CNN article, and it's got an accompanying video report here, where they say, is Benghazi important or is it a right-wing conspiracy theory? And that follows the old Clinton memo to tell mainstream media in the early 90s, anybody says we're corrupt on Cattlegate, Vince Foster, which was all true. Well, all you do then is basically say they're a conspiracy theorist. So some reporters want to still have ratings and still not be a complete joke. And no, it's not going to fly saying, oh, the Benghazi memo is not about Benghazi. That's not going to fly anywhere. But other reporters are basically saying that. So it's just like when we published 2 days ago the article that had links to the Justice Department saying that, you know, banks don't have gun shops or things as customers because that's a high risk, you know, thing outside of law. It's a sanction on gun dealers and the gun industry. They had their disinfo operatives running around like chickens with their heads cut off saying that it didn't exist. By the way, guys, before I forget about it, I heard 590 this morning covering it off the news, and I didn't have a chance to search engine it. They've had some group that I would imagine is connected to Bloomberg saying, we're coming out with biometric guns, and the NRA is threatening us and doesn't want us to sell them. What's wrong with biometric guns? Well, the problem is you're going to ban all our other guns and make us get biometric guns, and the Attorney General admits they're debating and discussing an executive order to do that, and even Senator Cornyn has come out 2 weeks ago and said the plan they're pushing, and he warned the president not to do it, is to sign an executive order. So another example of how they play the part of the victim. Look, if you want to make a biometric gun and sell it, that's your business. The thing is, none of us are going to buy it. And we know it's a Trojan horse to go after our guns, admittedly. And so that's why people are so against biometric guns. I'm not against a personal biometric safe that isn't wired into a smart meter with my biometrics. I have biometric safes for long guns and handguns because you just put your thumb on it, boom. Well, one of them's an index finger, and boom, the drawer pops open. And as long as you've got fresh batteries in it, you can get to the gun instantly, but my children can't. So I'm not against technology. I'm against the improper deployment of it. But that's not even the big news. I want to talk about payrolls in the U.S. rise. Most since 2012, unemployment, they claim, has dropped massively. And if you believe that, you believe in Santa Claus and that he rides a magic carpet pulled by Easter bunnies. We've just got so much news coming up today. Stay with us. It's going to be a jam-packed transmission. InfoWars.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's hard to believe that it's already the second day of May, 2014, on this Worldwide Friday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours live, and I'll be back with an original Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Where to begin? Where to start? Let me just mention some of the stacks here. House GOP, Obama withholding emails is criminal. Finally, we're getting some of the proper statements that deal with reality. Finally, we're escalating up to the level of the globalist. Top general says we didn't even try to save American lives in Benghazi. That's because the plan was to kill those people there who had criticized giving missiles to Al-Qaeda, which we later learned about. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, they have now subpoenaed the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and I have those documents that we're going to be going over dealing with that. But the response of people like Jay Carney, we're going to play that clip coming up, the White House press secretary, is to say it is a right-wing conspiracy theory that basically Benghazi didn't even happen. ISIS subpoenas Kerry to testify on Benghazi, and Carney responds saying it's, quote, a conspiracy theory looking for a conspiracy theory. No, you got caught lying about the emails. You got caught ordering the stand down, and it's all coming out. Here's the headline. Carney on Benghazi is a conspiracy theory looking for a conspiracy theory. You would have to ask the State Department about how they responded to FOIA requests. So they've been caught in their super Nixon moment, already on Fast and Furious, Solyndra, all the rest of the endless corruption. And now they're caught red-handed on this. I mean, Obamacare is a giant criminal boondoggle. But the Republican leadership comes out and says, hey, it's a done deal. It's for good. Stop complaining. 80% of you that don't like it, including most Democrats, you're going to accept it. It's, quote, here to stay. You will be assimilated. It's over. So that you just become helpless. If something is upwards of 80% or more negative, is a total ripoff, all these big corporations are exempt, it's designed to screw everybody, death panels, increasing prices, lowering care, on its face being challenged everywhere, and they say, it's here to stay, nothing you can do about it. Remember Baghdad Bob, that was his nickname, the Iraqi information minister? They ended up taking tapes of him and having best-selling DVDs sold online in 1993. I mean, in 2003. I even bought one. It's somewhere here around the office where there's planes flying behind him, 2 miles behind him, explosions, the ground is shaking. The American pigs have been defeated. They have been driven out of Iraq completely. Missiles firing, explosions behind him. I mean, this is wild. This is the equivalent of walking in and your wife's got a guy on top of her in the bed, no covers. You see everything going on. It's your neighbor. He turns to you and says, hey, Bob. Hi, I was over here checking your air conditioner for your wife. And you say, no, Jim, you're on top of her. You are having sex with my wife. And he gets off and he goes, that's outrageous, standing there naked in front of you. No such thing has happened. And this is just ridiculous. And you say, okay, well, what's that? What's what? Why are your clothes off? I mean, it would be hilarious, redonkulous, I think is the word, if it wasn't so serious. Can you guys find online Baghdad Bob? I wanted to play some of him today for people that forget him. He's wearing a black beret and he's wearing like a camo outfit and he's up there going, ridiculous. The air forces have crushed the Americans and the coalition, driven them back, back, back. Yeah, yeah, there he is. Yeah, yeah, turn him up. He's in English. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what. It is just so, so incredible. You know what? We'll get him on for you later, folks. The whole point is that, look, we even have the DVD. I told you, they're not a sponsor. They haven't sold these in years, but I mean, I told you, I own it. They somehow found it back in the video library. Baghdad Bob.
It's good, as you said, the traffic and everything. But their allegations, I think it's some kind of a cover to their failure. This is a fact, you can check it. One. Second, they are not in hold of any Iraqi town. They are on the move. As I have mentioned, they are deceiving their soldiers and their officers that aggressing against Iraq and invading Iraq will be like a picnic.
Is his last name Jay Carney?
It's a very stupid lie they are telling their soldiers. What they are facing is a definite death. They are trapped everywhere in the country. They are trapped in Al-Qasr. They are trapped near Basra. They are trapped near Nasiriyah. They are trapped near Najaf. They are everywhere. Because we will keep them on the move.
That's enough. Please turn off Jay Carney's father. These aren't even the good clips. Good job finding it in mere seconds, gentlemen. There are clips where he says they're nowhere in the country. We've defeated them, blown them up, while explosions are going off. You ought to give this to the guys in the back for the nightly news tonight. We ought to take clips of Baghdad Bob saying the Americans are nowhere, they've been defeated, and then cut into Obama saying you can keep your doctor, and then cut into Jay Carney saying, listen, that memo that talks about Benghazi and talks about having talking points, those talking points are not about Benghazi. I mean, that is the same equivalent. Or Obamacare, here's another good one, has cut the prices of your health care. Or here's another good one. There is no $5,000 fine per employee if you don't get your employee's insurance in 2014, even though my accountant has us prepared, our CPA, one of the best in the city, to pay the fines this year. No, the Americans are nowhere in Iraq. They are defeated. I mean, this is like Hitler in the bunker as Berlin is burning, saying that none of this exists. Okay, we're good with Baghdad Bob for now, guys. Thanks a lot. That's good. We do have Carney, though, now for everybody, saying it is a conspiracy theory. He is the new Baghdad Bob. And again, I saw a CNN clip this morning. I've got to find it again. It was on the front page of YouTube of one of the CNN anchors. It's a blonde-haired guy. I forget his name. Going, this is preposterous. Of course it's about Benghazi in the memo on Benghazi. It's like saying my hands aren't my hands when I'm holding them up to you. This is the level of lying. But they're counting on you being so stupid that you just hear that Obamacare is free and you believe it. So here is Jay Carney on the conspiracy theory.
You would have to ask the State Department about how they responded to FOIA requests. I would again point you to the fact that, I mean, all you have to do is read it, Ed, right? Top line points, goals, that kind of stuff. The only mention of Benghazi in the email is a question about what's your response to a story by the Independent newspaper in the UK that says we had intelligence in advance of the attack that was ignored. Not aware of any actionable intelligence was the answer. And then what does it do? It cuts and tastes the same line from the CIA talking points that, again, was what Ambassador Rice used.
If it's not about Benghazi, why turn it over in a Benghazi suit? It seems
you would have to ask the State Department about their process for responding to FOIA requests. Again, you can just read it and then decide for yourself. As many people have now said and written, like, this is a conservative theory and spiritual of a conspiracy.
Well, the conservative group comes in and says, we want Benghazi documents. The administration says, this is not a Benghazi document, so we're not turning it over. Right?
Again, I don't, like, this is a State Department FOIA request response.
So it's a bogus conspiracy theory from the GOP. Where'd you get these droids? These aren't the droids you're looking for. You can move along. You can move along. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they say the economy with Cook numbers grew 0.1%, and they say that they added 203,000 jobs in new fake numbers. We told you that would happen. It's making everybody go from 40 hours to 30 or less. People are picking up other work. They're counting that as a new job. It's literally Planet Hoax with the White House doing nothing but shoveling total BS at everyone at a level never before seen except by Baghdad Bob. They say in North Korea that Kim Jong-un makes the birds tweet. And now they've got Ellen DeGeneres and all these others saying, Obamacare, quote, everyone loves it. It's made it so affordable. Oh, everyone loves it. Everyone should be thanking you, President Obama. No, everyone doesn't love it. Upwards of 80% hate it. The rest will hate it once they learn. They're just very stupid and still believe the con artist. So this is the reality of what we're dealing with. Ellen thanks Obama for Obamacare. Everyone's very grateful you did this. We are literally seeing a culture of pure baloney being shoveled on to everybody. And the elite are so disconnected from reality, they're like Kim Jong-un wanting a burnout, nobody, drug addict joke, Dennis Rodman to come hang out with him. I mean, Dennis Rodman's out of touch going. Kim Jong-un's out of touch wanting him there. Kim Jong-un, even though he has a haircut similar to mine, I'm making it popular, the Kim Jong-un. dad was joking. He goes, you need to get your hair cut. Your hair looks like Kim Jong-un now. Actually, he is an extremely handsome devil. You know, he's actually the world powerlifting champion, Kim Jong-un. Yeah, state-run media said so.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean, really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans, the Bundy Ranch disaster proved again that the feds think citizens like you are the enemy. The NSA was able to secretly steal the personal information off the phones of every person at the Bundy Ranch without them ever knowing. And they were able to access their address books as well, so now their friends are at risk. It's time to take your identity off the government's radar and learn how to protect yourself from government spying. Go to offgrididentity.com now to protect yourself. That's offgrididentity.com.
We know Bill Clinton isn't even in the top 10 now of most ridiculous liars. Jay Carney and Obama are right up there at the top. But here's the question. Do they deserve the Baghdad Bob Award for 2014? Because Kim Jong-un, they claim he makes the birds tweet and the sunshine. and is actually like a heavenly creature. So North Korea, this is a global contest. So I don't think Obama and Jay Carney have reached the level of Kim Jong-un yet. But they're getting close. They are getting close. So I'm going to open the phones up, and I want to ask all of you, where do you think the Benghazi investigation is going? What do you think is going to happen during the subpoena of Kerry? Will he try to refuse the subpoena? Is this the end of Obama? Because we know it was really a hit of Ambassador Stevens. We've confirmed that with inside whistleblowers like Tosh Plumlee and other intel sources like Colonel Schaefer and others, who says he believes it was a hit when I said the government was killing him and then kind of backtracked and said, well, I said it was a hit. We just don't know who. Well, the Al-Qaeda security force was hired to run security by the State Department and the Pentagon in Benghazi, which had been used that year as the base of operations to topple Muammar Gaddafi. Now they're using Libya as a base of operations to attack all of Africa, basically, or the central and northern areas. And then the Pentagon's moving in with AFRICOM to counter their own forces that were deployed. Again, they don't run them. They just bring them in, give them weapons, like a bunch of minions, evil minions in Despicable Me. They run around blowing stuff up, missiling, shooting, flamethrowing, raping, murdering. And then later, the West has an excuse to come in and take over an area, and those guys load on C-130s, and they're flown out by the Pentagon and NATO to the next base of operations. And if you don't believe me, look up, quote, the airlift of evil, the Times of London, where 40,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda commanders, including generals, were flown out the month after the invasion of Afghanistan, paid in gold bars on C-130s to Pakistan to start the next operation of destabilization. There's NBC reporting on it, the airlift of evil. Why did we let Pakistan pull volunteers out of Kunduz? Let them. November 29th, 2001, 1 month after the invasion. September, October, November, about a month and a half after. See, my memory did not fail. The guys just search engined what I said. This isn't pre-planned, and it was there as I said it was. 98% of the time, my brain is still accurate. Sometimes I get stuff wrong, and you catch it, let us know, we correct it. But back then, I'd go, look, NBC, Times of London. They had a special forces colonel went public to break it to the San Francisco Chronicle and said, look, we were loading them on C-130s with gold, and these were the people that were supposedly in the war. But the truth is, we were just supposed to shell conscripts in front of the cities in ditches, and it was all for show. Yeah, they took 14-year-olds on average, stuck them in ditches. Our military would bomb them and kill them. And then the Al-Qaeda would stay in the cities and wait for the C-130s to land after the country surrendered, quote, load them on the aircraft, fly them out to start the next trouble. Well, now that's been done everywhere else. But finally, it's so public. And the military special forces and contractors, even the guys that are pretty amoral, that have been selected because they were willing to ship drugs in. And, you know, it's one thing to ship drugs into the U.S. so you can get an extra $100,000 a year or whatever, you know, for your girlfriend. It's another thing to give heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda when Al-Qaeda is laughing at you, saying you're a wimp and they're going to kill you. I liked killing you, Army and Marines, in Iraq, and we will kill you next. That's come out, they do that. And I've talked to the people who've actually been there and witnessed it. And you've heard Tosh Plumlee talk about it, too. Imagine, you've got to go train and give weapons to guys that literally feel so guilty that they're even associating with you themselves that they tell you, I'm going to kill you when I get a chance. That's how dumb the globalists think you are. I want to hear from everybody. Who is the greatest BSer? Is it Kim Jong-un, Obama, Bill Clinton, Jay Carney, or Baghdad Bob? Or who do you think? Maybe it's that congressman who thinks that islands float so you can't build buildings on them like Guam, or they'll turn over because they float. They're not the tips of mountains under the ocean. They're floating phantasms, and if you don't believe that, you're a racist or a conspiracy theorist or worse. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name's Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used her system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have is a bunch of completely amoral, psychologically, spiritually bankrupt globalists at the top that are eugenicists, so they have a hatred of humankind. And then you've got all their mercenaries and minions and corporate frauds and liars who are removed from the actual death, suffering, disease, and wickedness, and who live in denial and have decided that they are God's gift for the planet. Most of these mid-level minions actually think they're doing a great job. You're not doing a great job. And the world sees through Baghdad Bob, Kim Jong-un, Jay Carney, Barack Obama, and John Boehner. When John Boehner says we'll change some of Obamacare to make it better, you cannot put perfume on a dead, rotting pig. You cannot polish a you-know-what. There is no use for any of this but to get rid of all of it. And to realize healthcare is screwed up because of the corporate interest that wrote Obamacare have already gotten government involved the last 50 years and ruined the best healthcare system in the world. If you don't like the way things are going, you don't get deeper down the same direction and think it's going to change. That's the definition of mental illness. And I know you know that, but they're sitting there with a straight face going, Congress has a 6% approval rating, but it's extremist and dangerous to not like the government. 80% or more don't like Obamacare, and the numbers are growing every day, but you are a kook and a racist and a bigot and a conspiracy theorist and a nutball because you don't like it. This Benghazi memo has nothing to do with Benghazi. It's a conspiracy theory. And even the mainline corporate whore media is going, excuse me? Even CNN is going, excuse me?
Like, this is a conspiracy and theory and spurs of a conspiracy.
Well, the conservative group comes in and says, we want Benghazi documents. The administration says, this is not a Benghazi document, so we're not turning it over, right?
Again, I don't, like, this is a State Department FOIA request.
I mean, that is really a hard deal to put up with and face. But if you go back to Bill Clinton memo in the early 90s that the Western Journalism Center got, that's public from the library, admitted that we spent three shows on the last 2 weeks, is it so important? It says, when they counter us on cattle futures, when they counter us on Vince Foster, when they counter us on sex scandals, when anybody breaks any of this, whether it's a mainstream news article or a new media article, we call it a conspiracy theory and say they're trying to make money. Well, of course we're trying to make money, just like any other media operation. We are in the type of media we're in because it's our passion and we believe in the Second Amendment, family values, property rights, national sovereignty, a court system that isn't corrupt, a police force that isn't corrupt, a military that isn't part of an empire, and then we need to make money to then build our media organization, pay our journalists, pay our reporters, pay our camera crews, pay our researchers, pay our accountants, pay our lawyers, pay our secretaries. And then, yeah, of course, we like driving a car that doesn't break down. Of course we like taking the kids on a vacation and buying the missus some nice dresses, but that isn't our God. If that was our God, we would have sold out to you to be paid 10 times more. But they try to make it about they can make money, they can have media organizations, they can have Air Force One and red carpets and $2 million a night in hotels for Mrs. Obama or Mrs. Clinton. But oh my gosh, heaven forbid that there be any libertarian or conservative groups that are tax-exempt promoting pro-life or something. We've got to shut that down. Why, you just can't have anything. Heaven forbid that Africans ever have air conditioning or a car. Obama told them, that's bad. You got to stay poor slaves, not industrialize, and walk around in bare feet mining diamonds for De Beers and Oppenheimers, where they literally each person brings out hundreds of carats a day sometimes and then gets nothing and lives in an open tent, almost starving to death with guys with machine guns over them, so that men can go use a year's salary to buy their girlfriend a 4-carat diamond ring, or she'll throw a fit if he doesn't. All the diamonds are blood diamonds. All the diamonds are evil diamonds. Do I need to play a clip of Obama saying Africans can't have air conditioning or a car? That's what they're teaching all the trendies in Austin. You're going to live in a 200-square-foot thing with your family. And then those of us that run the scam, we're going to live in big mansions in the countryside, and we're going to be exempt because our mansions are an environmental easement that the former mayor, now a state senator, grabbed and owns himself and runs through a bank. His name's Kirk Watson. And the same scams run everywhere. These people have 10, 15, 20 bedroom houses, huge rivers, huge lakes, skeet shooting, zip lines, you know, 5,000 yards line over cliffs, just helicopter pads. And it's all rancher property they took. And then they sit on it in environmental easements, tax exempt, and don't pay property tax. That's just the local fake enviro crooks. The Rockefellers, look it up. The first national park, the first two national parks on the East Coast, there's PBS documentary about it, were their ancestral homes and 10, 20,000 acre homesteads. I'm talking thousands of acres like golf courses, folks. You think the French have big gardens, the French emperors, the French kings have those big gardens that were all manicured? The Rockefellers, I saw it on television, have one that went on for thousands of acres with all these sculptures, and it was the first national park, but it's private for them, and it's all tax-exempt. The helicopters, the palaces, they all control it. It's theirs. Yeah, they just pulled up the Rockefeller National Parks, and then there's little corridors where the citizens can drive that are fenced off, and then you can see some of it. All tax exempt, everything. Warren Buffett, tax exempt, all of them, tax exempt. I remember growing up in Dallas, my dad knew a lot of rich people, really rich people. And that was all the big joke. I mean, there's a lot of famous quotes. There was some famous billionaire woman, I remember, in the 80s, and she said, taxes? Rich people don't pay taxes, because that's the big joke. Growing up, my dad would explain that the little guy and the nouveau riche, that's French for new rich, they pay the taxes. A guy making $10 million a year that employs 5,000 people, he pays taxes. She pays taxes. When you get into the elite club, you don't pay taxes anymore. How big of a hoax is that? You get your sports stadiums paid for. I've already been on this rant all week. I apologize. We're going to go to your phone calls. Now, that was Leona Helmsley. Great job, guys, finding it. That's right. She says, we don't pay taxes. Only little people pay taxes. She was 19, 20, 2007, was an American businesswoman. She was known for her flamboyant personality and had a reputation for tyrannical behavior that earned her the nickname the Queen of Mean. She was promoted by Bieber Silverman Group and its co-owner, Joyce Bieber, who persuaded her to call herself Queen of the Palace Hotel, following allegations by unpaid contractors that work done on her home had been charged to her company. She was investigated and convicted of federal income tax evasion and other crimes. She was low level. Although having initially received a sentence of 16 years, Helmsley was required to only serve 19 months in prison and 2 months under house arrest. During the trial, a former housekeeper testified that she had heard Helmsley say, we don't pay taxes, only little people pay taxes, and saying that became notorious and was identified with her for the rest of her life. That was her because she worked for rich people. She was just nouveau riche, but worked for the elite, kind of like worked for a Madoff type group. That was her shooting her mouth off. But they burned her because she was such a big mouth. The entire ruling socialist party, this came out last year, in France, pays zero taxes federally. The EU bureaucrats passed a law a decade ago. They pay zero taxes federally in the EU tax. Everybody else does. And when they found all their Swiss bank accounts, because they were taking everybody else's Swiss bank accounts that was after-tax money, there was a big scandal and no one got in trouble. They raised a 101% tax, look it up, just type in, France has 101% tax on people making over €1 million a year. That sounds like a lot, folks, but when you pay taxes and make, say, a million, that's about $1 million, you pay in France 78% federal. You add everything else in it. French making €1 million a year literally can't even live in a nice house. Taxes on some wealthy French top 100% of income. Reuters. Actually, it was over that. If you look at Forbes, they did the analysis, it was 101%. Of course, they were exempt. They were exempt. And they're exempt from all of it. If you're part of one of the inside parties, you just get left alone. And then you get big government checks from the middle class, and you get to live in a house for free and then get welfare money or a government job and get to go around bossing everybody around. And so the French middle class is stopping working. I know people that live in France, Brits and Americans, and they say the French more and more will not work. Why should they? Yeah, there's Forbes. French tax soars over 100%. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. Who is the greatest BSer of the modern age? Is it Baghdad Bob saying Iraq was never invaded in 2003, America was defeated, their information minister? Is it Jay Carney saying that no one's increased your health care prices, you can keep your doctor, Obama never said you could keep your doctor, and the Benghazi memo has nothing to do with Benghazi, and the drone program does not exist, even though it's public. There are no drones, and there are no 2.6 million bullets. There is no government drug dealing, even though it's all admitted in Congress, and nothing's happening. And the attorney general, you know, says that he doesn't have to testify, even though he has to. I mean, who is the greatest baloney artist of them all? Who is the greatest Pinocchio? Who has the longest proboscis, the longest snout, the longest nose, the longest little air hole? Who has that? That's my question. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. And we're going to get into all the other news, the baloney employment numbers. Did you hear? Things are great. Yeah, because more than 15 million people, they admit, are having to get a second job, so they're going to count all those as new jobs, even though they admit that 96, it's 92 million, but if you add others, 90-plus million Americans are not working. Women not in labor force, it's record high. Miami's poor live on $11 a day as boom widens wealth gap. Comedian Bob Schneider, if I pronounced that right, blast Obama. We are sliding very fast towards fascism. Daryl Issa demands John Kerry appear before committee over Benghazi. Disturbing. Disregard for legal obligations. Not a game. Boehner to form select committee developing. GOP withholding email. Criminal. Groundhammer, like discovering of Nixon tapes during Watergate. It's 50 times worse. Obama official. Dude, this was like 2 years ago. Pelosi, we aren't talking about something else. That's all DrudgeReport.com. Let's look at Infowars.com. It's got a lot of the same stuff, but some other news as well. Wall Street killed Peaches. Geldof, very important article about government drug dealing. Black Ops, helicopters, buzz, Kentucky residents. There's video. Man arrested in FBI sting, found dead in federal custody. Boy, that's happening more and more. Oh, Alex was taken in for custody. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Who investigates it? The FBI. Why is the media silent about the crucifixion of Christians by radical jihadists? Very important article. Fed up freshman's white privilege essay goes viral. I apologize for nothing. Polls, Americans are sick of the war on terror, war on drugs, and all other failed U.S. wars. Carney will just tell you you love it. Company fires employee for tweeting that bigot Sterling had right to private opinion. That's right. You'll now be fired for saying, I don't like Sterling, but he has a right to his opinion. See, now free speech is bigoted. See? Told you it was going to that. Big banks started laundering massive sums of drug money in the 1980s and are still doing it today. Yep, that's okay. The police aren't allowed to investigate that. They're allowed to put all of us under suspicion with no proof. By the way, folks are probably asking why I'm wearing a security guard uniform today with the Bohemian Grove security patch. I will tell everyone at the bottom of the next hour why I'm wearing this and what it signifies. I'll just say Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins sent it to me, and I opened it up in the mail yesterday, and I've got to say I love the way the shirt fits, and I'm going to buy some of these separately. I like the choice of Bohemian Grove security. Why did Billy Corrigan give me a Bohemian Grove security shirt and patch? my kids go to a homeschool academy, and I was dropping them off this morning at it, and people are like, what is that? It's so cool. And I went, you know, only 1 in 1,000 people would get it probably, so I better not even say anything. We're going to go to break, come back, go to Woody, Jeff, Shane, John, Tiffany, and others. If you just joined us, it is the Friday worldwide transmission. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and it will be an original transmission. I've been taken off some because of the holidays and family stuff. I had a sick grandmother and other things. I mean, I've only taken off a few of the weekends, but the point is I don't like doing that. So we'll have an original transmission for you coming up this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Briefly, spreading the word about the broadcast is the number one thing you can do. I'm risking my life, my name, my treasure, everything to do this because I know we can beat these people. The only time evil can flourish is when good men and women sit down and let evil run rampant. Well, I'm a testament, 19 years on air, to wreaking havoc on bad guys, on scum, on globalists. I mean, they hate me. I'm in the White House memos. It's public. They pull their hair out. They hate Infowars.com. They hate PrisonPlanet.com. The TSA hates us. They all hate us, and that's good. I want you to go on hating me. And, you know, if you knew you were fighting for your life and didn't have a choice, and that somebody wasn't going to make it out of here alive, how hard would you fight, folks? Would you swing for the fences? That's what I'm doing. InfoWars is swinging for the fences. We're putting it all on the line, eye of the tiger focused, because we know there's no future if we don't turn this around. So financially support us. Spread the word about the broadcast to get the word out, but also fund the home base with the key products at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of specials and sales going on the Nation Iodine, on water filters, on so much at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality, storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Listen up, Democrats. Would you vote for someone who tells you he's going to jail Wall Street bankers but made millions of dollars selling his dental clinics to Black Canyon Capital, a Wall Street hedge fund? Meet David Alamiel. A vote for Alamiel is a vote for more Wall Street thievery. Black Canyon was set up by two proteges of the swindles run by junk bond king Michael Milken after Milken was sent to prison. Someone like that might fit in with typical D.C. politicians, but is this who you really want representing Texas? Remember, last year, Valerie Jarrett told Politico that Obama has, quote, a complete alignment of interest with Wall Street. No wonder Alamiel thinks Obama's doing a great job fixing the economy. For the May 27th Democratic runoff election, vote Keisha Rogers for U.S. Senate. She's fighting to cancel all Wall Street bailouts and restore FDR's Glass-Steagall Act to protect our pensions, Social Security, Medicare, and veterans' benefits so they don't get cut.
This is Keisha Rogers, and I authorize this message.
Paid for by Keisha Rogers for U.S. Senate.
The defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Defending my rights, my children's rights, your children's rights. 110% Americana. George Washington, John Wayne, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ, all the way. You like the fruits of liberty, you like the fruits of tyranny. We've been going down the road of tyranny for a long time, and now we're rising up. Go ahead and turn that cheesy song up. Everybody knows they love it. That's right, did my time.
With the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times.
The globalists, ladies and gentlemen, want to enslave us. They want to take our passion. Don't train your passion for glory. Passion is glory. Not selling out is destiny, is victory. Because tonight, my friends, if the globalists kill us, we don't dine in hell. We dine in heaven. This is America. This is the Republic. And the spirit of the Republic is rising in the face of the tyrants. Commit to it. Own it. Know it. See the enemy for who they are. We can take the country back. We can put these people in prison. We can reverse the tide of the kleptocracy and bring back the free market. We can bring back the justice. We can bring back everything that made the world love America before we fell to the New World Order. But you've got to find your will. You've got to make the decision for what you stand. As long as there is one last survivor that knows what liberty is, that fire can always spread and defeat the darkness that is the New World Order. Let's go to Woody in Chicago. Who is the best baloneyer in the world? Is it Carney, the press secretary? Is it Obama? Is it Baghdad Bob? Is it Kim Jong-un? Is it Bill Clinton? Is it Hillary? Who is it?
I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
I did not have sex with that woman. How dare you?
It has to be Bill Clinton. No, hands down. No question about it.
I don't know. He would lie about stuff that couldn't be proven one way or another. Saying there's no drone program when it's public, that's bigger.
He goes all the way back to when he was running for president when he said, yeah, I tried marijuana, but I didn't inhale. this guy just, whatever reality is, it's his figment of imagination. It has no bearing in truth.
No, you're right. You're right. All right, good points. Thank you for making that. All right, that's one vote for Bill Clinton. That is one for Bill Clinton. All right. Let's get one more in here. We're going to go to a lot of them. Jeff in FEMA Region 6. I guess that's near Texas. I live in FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas, literally. Who do you think the greatest baloney master is?
Oh, the greatest baloney master has to be our president, because everything that comes out of his mouth is actually a lie. His nose must be 2 feet long. Look at all the drugs they're shipping in, and then they talk about, well, you never hear Obama talking about drug abuse or the war on drugs. It's always, how can he get the right amount of press to make him look better? And it's crazy how he's on all these talk shows. He's supposed to be the president of the United States. He's supposed to be a constitutional scholar, and all the guy's done is lie, lie, lie. Don't you agree with me?
Yes, but a lot of times they hire doctors to be hitmen because they're so good at killing people because they know how the body works. That's why they hired Obama, a constitutional scholar. He knows how to kill America. Does that make sense?
Yes, well, he's really into his drone program. Of course, you never hear anything on the news. International news just seems to be shut off in America, and that's why I left your show, because we actually get all the international news, in America.
Well, we got some of that coming up, brother. Thank you. We're going to come back in 1 minute. 800-259-9231. Shane, John, Tiffany, and others. No votes for Baghdad Bob? I mean, he's... Come on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI
saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.